Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. As Auntie Mel said, I'm Auntie Sarah. I'm married to Uncle Jared, and you heard about my kids. We have five of them, and some of you know, I think a lot of you know most of them. And I have been coming to Lighthouse for almost 15 years. That's pretty long. And I've been a Christian for even longer. So today I'm going to be sharing with you my testimony, which is like my story of how I got to become part of God's family. Okay? So a lot of you guys, I know some of you guys from when you were babies in the nursery. I did all your diapers, took care of that. Some of you I know from Sunday school. Some of you I know from VBS. And for those of you guys who do know me, you know that I'm actually pretty regular, pretty average person, okay? So just a couple things about myself from when I was closer to your age. So when I was a little bit younger, I liked playing with dolls a lot. I liked playing outside. I liked riding my bike and reading. And now that I'm older, I still do love reading, but I also like shopping and I like going to the beach. Some food, I like to eat noodles. I like ice cream, tofu, fruit. I like to drink coffee, okay? I do love vacations, and I love spending time with my family. And so that's just a little bit about me, okay? And my story that I'm going to tell you guys today is a story of how a pretty, ordinary, regular girl got to know a very faithful God, okay? Faithful is one word that tells how God has been good to me. So like many of you, I have been blessed to have parents who are Christians, and they had brought me up to know God. So I don't even remember a time in my life when the Bible, prayer, talking about God, and going to church were not a part of my life. So it's always been part of my life. And the first memory I have of actually becoming a Christian, which I'm putting in quotes, was when I was in second grade. Touch your nose if you are now in second grade. Oh, some of you. So when I was in second grade, I went to VBS at my church. And I just remember that the teachers had shared the gospel. And then they asked, did anybody want to accept Jesus to come live in their heart? And I raised my hand. And then later, the teacher prayed with me. And I prayed that God would forgive my sins and that I would have Jesus in my heart. And I used to think of that day as the day that I became a Christian, as an event that happened, like kind of like going to a friend's house or playing a game. But this was just one time that I remember praying. And I think of my journey of becoming a Christian wasn't really just a one-time prayer event, but really more of a process. So praying that day didn't change me into a different person overnight. But that prayer and others like it since then were just part of me starting to know that I had sin in my life and that I needed God to forgive me through what Jesus did on the cross. So when I was younger, I would have said that sin was the wrong things that I did. So I'm going to share some of those sins with you. You guys are privy to be one of the only people who know my sins, okay? Touch your ear if you're in first grade right now, because this is something that happened to me when I was in first grade, okay? When I was in first grade, there was an incident at school, and it involved a toy that I really wanted. So there had been a fundraiser at school, and the kids who sold stuff got to have this little toy, and it was like a little fluff ball with eyeballs, and it had little foam feet and a little sign that said, thank you for supporting our school, or something like that. And I really, really wanted one of those. And one day, my friend earned one. And then during story time, I saw that it was sticking out of his pocket just a little bit like this. And it was just like this, and I really wanted it. So I inched my fingers closer and closer and closer to his pocket until I got it, and I held it. And then he noticed, and he grabbed at it, and he tried to get it back, and we fought for it. And we both made a ruckus, and I still remember the teacher held out her hand, and we both went like that and put it in her hand, and then it was taken from us. Okay, so that was one of the first times that that I got in trouble at school, okay? So that's one of my sins, okay? Another one that I used to do when I was a kid was I lied. So I kind of lied about small things, like my mom would tell me to brush my teeth, and I was lazy, so I would just go into the bathroom, turn on the water and let it run, and then not brush my teeth. And then I would tell my mom that I did brush my teeth, okay? So don't do this, okay? Don't do this. I don't know why I would do this, but I did, okay? Well, one night for family devotions, my parents talked about telling the truth and about dishonesty. And they talked about how even if we think that we're getting away with something, God actually does see it. Okay? And I don't think that they were actually talking about how I brushed my teeth. I don't know if they ever knew. Maybe they still don't know. But I did feel guilty about lying to my mom that day. And I was convicted that God saw me and knew that I had done something wrong. Okay, so I was a liar, I was a thief, the last thing is I was a bully, okay? I was sometimes selfish and unkind as a sister. So since I was the older sister, I always got my way. I hardly ever preferred my sister. I didn't ask her if she wanted to play something or how she wanted to play or what she wanted to play with. One time I got so mad, I took my fist and I smacked her on the top of the head. Okay, that's another thing to not do, okay? Okay, so then when my other sister was born, I was a very jealous big sister. Okay, I was jealous that she got so much attention. I was jealous that she never seemed to get in trouble. Okay, and all this, I'm telling you all my sins to tell you that from an early age, I did know that I did wrong things sometimes and that those things were my sins. So at night, I would pray and I would ask God to forgive me. On Sundays, I went to church with my Christian family. At Sunday school, like many of you, I knew all the right answers. Even my three-year-old, whenever we talk about Sunday school, he just says, Jesus. He doesn't even think. He just raises his hand and says, Jesus, okay? And I was like that, okay? During the week, I did the usual. I was good at school. I was decent at piano. I didn't play sports, but I was part of a bell choir, okay? This continued all the way through high school. Okay? I had almost perfect grades, except PE and wood shop. I couldn't get good grades in PE or wood shop. Okay, I served on the youth worship team. I babysat for my parents' small group that they led. I had really good friends that were good students. They were polite. They went to church. They didn't get in trouble. So besides the whole stealing, lying, bullying incidents of my younger days, I had an almost perfect record. So like Paul from the Bible, I had all the credentials to be a perfect Christian. But since we know that I wasn't actually a perfect Christian, I'm going to keep going with the story, okay? Who has been to college? Any of you? maybe some of the aunties and uncles had been to college. So I'm going to tell you. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm going to tell you a little bit about college. In college, it was my first time and many kids' first time going away from home and not living with my parents, and I could do anything that I wanted. Okay, so sometimes I ate cookies for dinner. Sometimes I ate cookies before dinner, for dinner, after dinner. Sometimes I ate chili really late at night, like at midnight. I would just go out and eat chili. Okay? Sometimes I jumped on my bed. Okay, all the things that you can't do when you're a kid. So I jumped on my bed. Okay, sometimes I just slept in till whatever time I wanted. Okay, so basically in college, your parents aren't there to manage every little thing, so you have a choice. Okay, and right before I started college, circumstances happened that shattered my perfect life. And I felt that I was hurt. I was angry at church. I was angry at God. And I decided that I was going to make a choice to not follow God. And I decided I didn't want to call myself a Christian. I didn't want to say I was a Christian just because my parents were. Okay? So I made that choice just because college, you can't. You can't do that. What I did do was I still did go to church every Sunday. I still did help out at the youth group. I was still a good student and a pretty good person. But on the inside, in my heart, I didn't trust that God's plans were the best for me. And I didn't seek him in prayer. And I didn't seek him in the Bible for a while. So the best way that I can describe this time of my life was selfish. Okay, I did things only for myself. My time was spent thinking about myself and working towards what an ideal me should look like. I studied hard just so that I could be satisfied with my own accomplishments. My friendships were not really a way for me to love other people, but a way for my friends to make me feel happy. Okay, and then my focus on myself started to make me feel so empty and so lost. But still, I didn't turn to Christ. Okay, back then, I joined a lot of community service groups, which are groups where people volunteer. So you go do good things. You go do helpful things. So helping people who need things. So I went to like schools where kids were really poor or didn't have anything, and I went to help tutor them and help them with their homework. In the summer, I volunteered to be a camp counselor for kids who had special needs, kids who had cancer, kids who were underprivileged. Okay, so I helped all these kids, and I was doing it because I thought I could prove to myself that I was still a good person. It was a solution for me. It was to prove that I could think of others, that I wasn't going to be focused on myself. But while good came from these opportunities too, it was not the best good because I still was doing it all for myself. So it did take a while, but I finally realized that I was seeking the wrong things, and I felt very far from God. And it was the first time that I had felt separated from God, from knowing him and from living for him. And I finally realized that it was my sin, my pride, my selfishness, and my self-righteousness that had separated me from God. And I was very sad and very grieved about my sin for the first time. And I saw that my sin was not just wrong words and it was not wrong actions. It was telling a holy God that my way was better than his. So though this was kind of a sad time of life for me, I'm also thankful for this time because it was during this time that God became really great to me. God gave me comfort and peace. He reminded me that, yes, I had sinned, I had turned away, but that he had sent Jesus for that very reason, because there was nothing I could do to redeem my selfishness or my pride. And it was only by his grace that I could ask for forgiveness and to ask to know him again and even desire to know him. So during this time, God reminded me of a few truths from the Bible and to seek him through the word. And this is a passage that was special during this time. This is from Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. So God reminded me of his faithfulness to me, that he had been with me, that he had given me family and counselors to walk alongside me. He had planted his truth in my heart early on. So when I strayed, he forgave me and he let me trust his word again. So when way back when I was young and I prayed to believe in Jesus as a savior, I kind of saw that as like my ticket to heaven, like, all right, I'm in. I'm going to get there one day. But since then, my life has been a process of God teaching me to make him the Lord and ruler of my life here on earth. Okay, not just about getting into heaven, but about having God be my Lord on earth. Okay, and as you saw, I didn't always submit well. So submit means I didn't listen well, I didn't obey God very well, and I still struggle sometimes. Like, I'm still not perfect, okay? I still struggle. So maybe I don't struggle as much with lying or stealing or bullying, okay? Maybe I've gotten better from that, but I still struggle with discontentment, wishing that I could maybe have something that wasn't mine, I wish that I could have less mess in my house. I wish, sometimes I'm selfish. I wish for more time for myself. Self-righteousness, thinking that I can do anything at all to earn my way to God, or pride, not being sad about my sin and asking God for forgiveness and grace. But Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." So as you saw, I had a lot to boast in, but God humbled me and showed me undeserved grace to know him. And I'm still very ordinary, but God has shown himself to be faithful and great. Great in forgiveness, great in love, great in grace, and great towards me. So I'm very thankful for what God has done in my life. And my prayer is that you guys will one day have your own story, that God will work in your lives too. So thank you, boys and girls, for listening. You guys were great.